Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live this morning, correspondent Aaron Katursky. Aaron, how is this report being prepared for its release?
It's being prepared in kind of color-coded fashion, Susan. Those four categories of redactions have been broken down into different colors for, I guess, convenience sake and clarity's sake. And the each of the categories will have redactions that were determined at the last word by the Attorney General. There's been a team at the Justice Department working with the team from the Special Counsel's Office to go through the redactions. But in the end, it's the Attorney General's call.
Yeah, all these redactions, do we know exactly what will be redacted? Should we expect a lot of redactions in this report? Should we be expecting anything, because do we know?
Well, I mean, no, the short answer is we don't know. But, you know, we're told that the redactions are not going to be, you know, all that. It's not like we're just going to see a big, you know, 400 pages of black ink. But the Attorney General has made clear that grand jury material needs to be protected, classified material that could divulge the way the material was obtained, the sources and methods. And then the categories that are more difficult for some analysts is the ongoing investigations. And we know there are several here in the Southern District of New York and elsewhere that are ongoing, and we're not sure how revelatory the report will be about those. And then this sort of more amorphous category of anything that could harm the privacy or reputation of a third party who does not face criminal charges. And the excuse for that has been former FBI Director James Comey, when he went public with material about Hillary Clinton, even though she had not been charged. And people found that a breach of Justice Department policy.
Aaron, will Congress get a different copy than the public? Will they see fewer redactions?
Not today. Today, everybody gets to see the same thing. At some point, the Attorney General has said that he would consider going to the chairman and ranking member of the Judiciary Committees in the House and Senate, giving them either an unredacted report or a far less redacted report. And then from there, I suppose, those members of Congress could try to work to make that public. But all of that is, I think, a little bit on the back burner now that the Attorney General has decided to hold a news conference. You heard Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, say that the most important thing now is for Barr to testify and then perhaps worry about an unredacted report later.
Okay, that is correspondent Aaron Katursky joining us on the redactions that are expected in the Mueller report, which will be released in a matter of hours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.